This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live. We're at Anarcho Vegas. AnarchoVegas.com is the website where you can go to learn more about this event. All kinds of different folks. Some who we've never met before, but others who we've had on a few different times. Tim Pichot is with us, the Liberty Advisor. Is that what you're calling yourself?
I'm calling myself the Liberty Advisor, so... Yeah.
And it's working so far, right?
What do you advise on?
We are... Basically, I'm a guy that's for Liberty and helping people in the... basically with all their financial planning needs and... crypto needs.
When we first met you a couple of years ago at Anarchapulco, you had just quit your corporate job basically to go off in this direction. Can you retell that story as briefly as possible, and then we'll get into what you're doing now?
Yeah, so I was an independent financial advisor who had my own company. I was a 1099 independent contractor, and what had happened is Bitcoin had exploded in value, crypto exploded in value, and all of a sudden it was on everyone's radar. So my broker-dealer banned 17,000 advisors in America from talking about Bitcoin, recommending Bitcoin, thinking about Bitcoin. Anything to do with Bitcoin was a no-go. I was set to speak at the TDV, Dollar Vigilante Summit, at Anarchapulco, and I'm a man to my word, and I realized that this was such a unique niche, and I could help out so many people that I decided to pay a $17,000 fine, had to quit my job with a 1- and 2-year-old.
How do you pay the fine and quit?
I mean, I've been paying it back as slowly as possible. It was not ideal. And then what happened afterwards, which the story that we didn't get into, because I didn't know that this was going to be the case when we had first talked, is that then the state of Arizona held into my paperwork and then basically didn't allow me to work until, pretty much October of last year. So I had to go most of last year to take a big self-imposed kick in the in order to bring this to the people. But now with Bitcoin back above 10,000 or near 10,000, I haven't looked this second.
I think it's at 10.5 right now.
Okay, you never know what second we're looking at. Right. And so now things are back in business and things are going good. And I'm glad I made the move, but it's never easy having to
You're stepping off the cliff. You don't know what's going to happen. But that's also the place where you can grow the most, right?
Yeah, and it was really hard to do because I had just... actually moved to be an independent advisor 2 years before. I knew it was going to take about 2 to 3 years to get going, and I got going in 2 years, and as soon as I finally got going, that's right when I quit again. So my wife was not very happy at all. And then her parents had seen the Making Bitcoin documentary with Charlie Schramm, and they're like, hey, this is only for drug dealers.
Criminals. Right. Well, what else would it be for? Anytime you find a criminal, the glove compartment is just full of Bitcoin. No, when you find, drug dealers and, the big-time drug dealers and the gun runners and these kind of things, they're working in U.S. dollars.
Right.
And it's amazing that people continue to fall for this. It's stacks of cash, U.S. dollars, that they want and have.
That's true.
And let's not forget what the biggest gun running event that occurred recently was the government are the ones who were running the guns with Operation
Fast
and Furious.
Yeah.
And they did all that in Bitcoin, right?
Nope.
No, they did it in U.S. dollars.
And it was funneled through HSBC, and they got caught multiple times, right. And then Eric Holder said that they were too big to jail.
Too big to jail. That's exactly right. So... who are the people you're sort of looking for in your Liberty Advisor role? I mean, what's the target market?
Well, right now, if you are into Liberty, let's say you've read Creature from Jekyll Island, you're a Ron Paul.
Oh, by the
fan.
Way, he's on stage right now. Edward Griffin is speaking as we speak.
Yep.
Yeah,
big coincidence. So.
Yeah.
So basically, if you are of that mindset, the average advisor doesn't know that information. They don't know about the Federal Reserve, and if you don't know about that,
a good friend of mine is a financial advisor, and I was talking with him. This has probably been a decade ago, and he said, "You taught me a word the last time we talked. That word was fiat currency." The guy's a financial advisor.
Yeah.
He is working in New York City for a big bank, and he didn't know the term fiat currency. A yucker dude talk show host who hasn't finished community college taught him on the word.
Well, I had a guy who looked like Rob Zombie come up to me and tell me the Fed was private. I took a class on the Federal Reserve in college where our class won a national competition against Harvard, Yale, MIT, because what they do is they indoctrinate you, and then they take a lot. There's my classmates who work for the Fed right now. And so I'm like, if I took a class in the Fed, I had all these different licenses, and I didn't know that the Federal Reserve is private. Who the heck else knows it's private? And so I've been on a mission basically ever since, and it was a guy that looked like Rob Zombie that I was trying to disprove. And then that led me to Freedom to Fascism, which then led me to Creature from Jekyll Island, and the rest is history.
There are a lot of people that know the Federal Reserve is private. There are a lot of people that know that, you know, that for instance, fiat currency is created by the government out of thin air. They know these things, but they're poor. So how does one use this information to make money?
Well, I mean, ultimately, you know, making money is my biggest deal. It's trying to spread freedom. So if you have somebody who, you know, the best thing to basically reverse all this is to have people know what's going on. So if people don't know that there's a problem, how can they help remedy the problem if they don't know there's a problem to begin with? But if you're just starting off, I mean, it really is going to depend on each individual person. So everyone's going to have their own, you know, maybe some people need to pay up debt. Maybe some people can sock away $25 a month. And so there's going to be different strategies for different people. And so it's hard to give blanket advice. I hate doing
that. Sure. Yeah, it is difficult to give blanket advice. I guess it's just sort of the people who understand that are woke to libertarian principles would probably find that you can, you know, that you agree and understand what they're saying. And you've been extraordinarily successful in your line of work. I think also another group of people that probably need to have a chat with you are those that have cryptocurrency and made some money in the crypto market and need to understand how to have as little tax exposure as possible when going in from crypto.
So I just launched BitcoinEarlyAdopter.com, where you can go there, and actually there's also a text number too. So if you text the number is 71441. If you text early adopter to that, I have a whole, basically a package of information. I have a half an hour video that goes into all these different trust strategies of how you can legally avoid taxes. I also have the top 10 things you need to know before you sell your crypto if you're sitting on massive capital gains. Because in almost every case, you have to do things beforehand proactively. Now, there is one or two things you can do after the fact, but it might not be the best thing for your situation. So for people who got in early, the quick clip notes is you can sell your money to certain types of trust, and depending on what type of your situation is going to dictate what type of trust, you get to legally bypass all capital gains in that, and you get a tax deduction on top of that, and then the income that gets paid to you is then, and ideally is then going to be offset by the tax deduction. And so I help structure things basically to make everyone except for the IRS better off.
Nice.
And that's and Ernest Hancock basically tapped me to figure out how to do this, and I figured out how to do it. Lost my job temporarily and lifestyle, but now we're back at it. And so
turns out they don't like that stuff very much.
It turns out that when your entire business model involves, to the government, they don't move you to the front of the queue in order to approve your paperwork. Because the first time,
I'm amazed you got through the queue.
I'm amazed too. And the first time I left a job, I've only left one other job before. I left at 8 o'clock in the morning, and by 8:30 in the morning, I was live. And this time, I left like on February 13th, and I didn't have my first clients over till October. So that was a big,
You're sweating a little bit for that time, I imagine.
So yeah. How can people get a hold of you?
So they can get a hold of me at thelibertyadvisor.com. Mm-hmm. And so we've got the strategies for the people that got in early. Also have the strategies for the people who have retirement accounts where they can get a little bit of crypto into their, or a lot of it of crypto into the retirement accounts. They
so hold you do the private Bitcoin keys. IRAs.
Yep. And they hold the private keys. So there's no way I can go run off with your money. There's no way the government can confiscate your money. And basically, I'm a one-stop shop for people in the Liberty community who are looking for someone that knows what they're talking about when it comes to basically all this stuff that we're about here.
That's unique in that sphere that that one can hold their own keys to a Bitcoin, a cryptocurrency IRA. I don't know of anybody inside the sphere who does that because, you know, they want to have control over your money.
Yeah, so, I mean, there's very, very few people who have what's called self-directed IRAs. So there are different companies out there that will facilitate this, but they're not legally allowed to give advice. And so a lot of these things I can do really easily, but you want to make sure you're optimizing it for your particular situation, which takes a lot of planning and not just throwing a whole bunch of stuff together. And so the other people are not allowed to legally give advice, where I've had to jump through all the loopholes and stuff in order to. And also, I forgot, I had to give up my Series 7 license to speak at Anarchapoco as well, because that way FINRA wouldn't be able to control me, so not only the SEC has jurisdiction. So it was a pretty big move, but basically now I'm in a position where I have, basically can am free to actually give real advice.
I mean,
I was a financial advisor that was not allowed to advise people on how they could sell their crypto in a tax-efficient manner, which is, mind you, this was January of 2018, February of 2018,
right,
as I just basically launched this. And so I was on Anarchast with Jeff Berwick in January of 2018 trying to convince. And it was not an easy thing talking to a crowd of anarchists of why they go sell their Bitcoin. And so, but I was out there doing it.
Tim Pichot, he is the Liberty Advisor at thelibertyadvisor.com. As always, great having you here on Free Talk Live. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
There's more on the way here from Anarcho Vegas 2019. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you ever feel like you're in jail? Not in a real jail, but a virtual jail because of your job, your stressful business, or maybe your current relationship where you're not allowed to do what you really want to do. There's another way to live. I'm Caleb Jones, and my staff and I have taught hundreds of thousands of men how to create low-work, high-income, location-independent businesses and how to date women under your terms. Go to freelifeinfo.com to download 7 free books and podcasts so you can live a life like this too.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at icagoldsilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. icagoldsilver.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
I can definitely say that I have found the best cryptocurrency wallet, certainly the best named one. I'm Mark Edge, and I love the Edge wallet. I've been using it for the last few months. You can buy, sell, trade, and hold your cryptocurrency securely. I trust my holdings of all the major cryptocurrencies to Edge wallet, and you should too. No long phrases to memorize, just a username and password. Secure your freedom with Edge wallet. Get it now on Apple or Android in the App Store or at edge.app.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bow. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! It's Free Talk Live. We're at Anarcho Vegas, which is the very first ever Anarcho Vegas, and it's a pleasure to be here. And Mark has gone away, and I'm now being joined by some other hosts of a different show, Sonny and Carmen from The State of Anarchy at thestateofanarchy.com, which you guys kicked off a year and a half ago, basically.
Yep, 2018 in Acapulco.
Welcome back to the show. I think we interviewed you at that Anarchapulco. I think we did both,
I
recall correctly.
You were, I believe, our second interview ever.
Right. I think you guys interviewed me, and then we interviewed you guys. So I believe this is your second appearance on Free Talk Live. So that's why I'm saying welcome back. Here we are in Vegas. What do you guys think of this event so far?
So far, so good, man. Anarcho Vegas really showed up. I know they got their venue switched, like, last second. They got kind of messed out of their original venue.
We talked about that briefly. We haven't had one of the organizers on yet, but I definitely want to get the full scoop, the inside story on that, and find out how that went down, because it sounded really interesting.
Yeah, it sounded sketchy.
Last night, and it had to do with, apparently, the federal government calling the old venue and threatening them and saying, you know, you better get rid of these guys. And so that's why they went to a secret location. You guys are actually, not only do you do your own video series, video talk show, basically, at thestateofanarchy.com. And are you guys on DTube? Where are you guys putting your videos?
Yes, we love DTube. We're a huge supporter of them, especially now that they just created their own blockchain.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. They're
so they used to be kind of like associated with Steam,
Dapp, essentially. Uh-huh. Yeah, they were an app built on the Steam blockchain, but now they're switching to their own blockchain.
That's exciting.
They're still going to have some sort of connectivity to where, so every time you post on DTube, you'll still get a Steam post out of it, just like originally, but they have their own token now, DTC. You don't have to stake it in Steam Power. Yeah, they're re-gamifying the whole website to make it, like, easier for the best content to naturally rise to the top, to make it more organic like YouTube should be. You know what I mean?
And when did they do this? When did this change happen?
It's pretty recent. Okay. I would say they launched the testnet, like, last month. They did it out of the blue, which is cool. You know, they make all the tech, implement it, then announce
And then announce it.
Which I think that's the way to go for crypto.
Yeah, it's better to do that, because otherwise you get people excited, and then you miss a date, and then you miss another date, because that's the way software is. It's never done until it's done, and it's hard for programmers to meet deadlines. So.
And also, it creates like a an actual standard.
Get close on that mic if you don't mind.
I'm sorry. It creates an actual standard. I mean, anyone can talk a big game, and it seems like a lot of people in this space have had some really great ideas, but they never really came to fruition. So it kind of devalues or I guess makes a bad name for the people that are doing it the right way.
There you go. You got it. we've got the challenge of getting good video and good audio at the same time, which is not always an easy thing to do when you have a big microphone in front of your face with a pink mic muff, by the way.
He's
got the fun mic over there. So you guys have been putting videos up now for more than a year. Are you producing once a week? How often are you guys doing it?
We try to do multiple a week.
A few weeks.
Yeah, the average is around three. That's where we're averaging. Sometimes we'll put out five videos, and then sometimes if it's a busy week, like, for example, if we're traveling like this, we'll put, like, one or two. Although we've actually already done three this week, so we're on schedule.
Take me back to the genesis, the creation of the State of Anarchy. You guys go back, way back. You're old friends from the Philly area, right?
Yeah.
About 15 years, me and Carmen have been friends, and
debating politics with literally ourselves because no one else cared in South Philly.
Right. For years, it was just us arguing with each other for, you know, just for the fun of it. We didn't think it would ever be a career to just go against the grain.
Well, now, when you were arguing with each other, was one of you guys already, like, a libertarian or a voluntarist and the other wasn't? Or how did that work out?
It's very interesting, actually.
We kind of all came here. We kind of got to the same place through very different routes.
Very different, yeah.
I was in the military for 4 years. And I told you this last night, but I cast a vote for Bernie Sanders in the 2015 primary. So I relatively just kind of got on this bandwagon recently. I mean, shortly thereafter, I mean, by the general election, I pretty much was where I'm at. But that, I mean, literally 4 years ago, I thought that socialism was the solution to our problems. Carmen, I mean, he came like the opposite route. He went to school for engineering. He interned at NASA. He was about to go down the straight-laced path.
Yeah, like big, huge, like scientist, engineer type stuff. And really? Then, like, senior year of college, I was like, yo, forget this stuff. I'm joining a rock band.
I was going to say, you didn't strike me as an engineer. That's interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, I switched it up and I went down like the music path. I tried to make a career in music.
It's hard to make money at that, though.
Yeah. Well, and then I learned how that's sort of all, you know, kind of controlled and stuff. That's a whole other conversation. But basically, that led me down like the road of like, you know, hippieisms and, you know, all this sort of like alternative thought kind of stuff when it comes to like health and wellness, spirituality and stuff. And then that sort of tied into libertarianism or anarchism because that's just, I would say, the political expression of these higher spiritual concepts.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Non-imposition, non-coercion.
Absolutely. It is not a spiritual thing to violate somebody else's space and and their person and their rights.
But what's interesting is, despite the fact that we might not have identified previously as anarchists, we've pretty much been anarchists our entire lives. I mean, how we've actually lived our lives growing up. I mean, we always were getting in trouble. We were always about to be thrown out of school for not following this rule or that.
Right. Well, yeah, you told me last night you don't know why you joined the military because you've never liked being told what to do.
No, I don't understand how I didn't put that two and two together. I'm someone who hates being given direction, and I decided to give Uncle Sam 4 years.
You just needed to remind yourself of why you hated it and how it felt.
Exactly. So
very wise.
So we always, and also just even like ideologically, like we were always the anti-police state. We were always we always understood that the status quo and the legal system in particular was very arbitrary and very rarely actually protected and served as they claim. I've me and Carmen have had conversations since we were teenagers how all of our interactions with the police were primarily negative, them chasing us, trying to arrest us for either for drinking underage or being in a park too late or whatever the case may be. I mean, just our whole childhood consisted of being chased around by the cops and never feeling that they were there to help us
out. Yeah, they're not your friends.
So we were there. We just, again, I don't think we had the vocabulary. I mean, the anarchist movement is still pretty esoteric to most people and isn't really discussed in mainstream circles.
Absolutely true. I didn't. Thankfully, I wasn't chased too much by the police as a kid, but I still didn't like being told what to do. And but the vocabulary, you're right about that. I wouldn't have known that there was a worldview, you know, that was like that.
Yeah.
It turns out there's not only a worldview, there's actually a movement, and it's full of really cool people. So it's been great. Now, you guys are putting your own event together.
Yes, you are.
Anarchadelphia.
Mm-hmm.
I believe you kind of announced it at Anarchapulco last year.
Yeah, we unveiled it this year at 2019 Anarchapulco. We've been tossing it around since last year. You know, should we do it? Maybe, yeah, maybe no. Do we have enough sponsors? Do we have this? And we were like, this is too important. With all this wishy-washy, let's just go for it. You know what I mean? Let's make it happen. We got the promo material printed up, like, just in time for Anarchapulco. I remember, like, I think Sonny was the last one to fly out, and, like, the banner came in, like, just in time for him to scoop and go to the airport.
Wow.
I picked the banner up an hour before I left for the airport.
Perfect.
We just had it ordered. But, we're really excited about it. I mean, we were inspired, like so many other people that are putting on similar events, by Anarchapulco. I mean, I really can say that was an event that changed my life in a number of ways, and not even just in terms of pursuing, I guess, activism in anarchy, whatever you call it, professionally. It's also, I've met people that I probably wouldn't have met under other circumstances. I've learned things that I wouldn't have learned in other communities. I mean, it's very unique and very special to get a group of people together like this, and it doesn't happen very often in the real world.
Can you hold that thought and continue with another segment here in just moments? We got more on the way. This is Free Talk Live, and we are at Anarcho Vegas. We'll continue in moments.
You love Bitcoin. It's the future, right? Well, no, not if everyone stops using it. I mean, think about it. How many places in your town take Bitcoin? One? None? Let's be real. If this Bitcoin thing is ever going to happen, it's going to need your help. The good news is, the guys at AnyPay have your back. We built a website called helpmetakebitcoin.com, and it's a place you can send any business, and they'll be set up to take Bitcoin in 5 minutes. helpmetakebitcoin.com.
Are you concerned that the values that made America great are no longer taught in schools? Well, I am, so I got my son the Tuttle Twins children's book series.
My name is Jack, and I'm 11, and I just finished the Tuttle Twins series. It taught me about liberty, free market, economics, and entrepreneurship.
Give all the young people in your life a chance at reason and clear thought, because they're not going to get it at school. There are 9 books in the series, and each one teaches a set of ideas that children aren't getting elsewhere. Go to TuttleTwins.com and use coupon code FTL to get 40% off. That's TuttleTwins.com.
You USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump announcing a budget and debt ceiling deal reached with Democrats. He tweets, I'm pleased to announce a deal has been struck with Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi, and House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy on a two-year budget and debt ceiling with no poison pills. The president goes on to say, this was a real compromise in order to give another big victory to our great military and vets, exclamation point. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin had been warning of hitting the debt ceiling in the next few weeks while lawmakers are out on summer break. In other news, President Trump meeting with the Prime Minister of Pakistan at the White House and is asked about the upcoming Mueller testimony Wednesday. The president saying he might watch a little of it. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. We're at Anarcho Vegas. Mark is out and about because I got two guests with me right now from the State of Anarchy at thestateofanarchy.com. It's Sunny and Carmen. I also want to say thank you to Jay Lawrence. Jay Lawrence is a Free Talk Live silver amplifier. He is somebody who contributes $5 per month to what we do here on Free Talk Live. If you like the fact that this show that talks about liberty and freedom and peace and cryptocurrency 7 nights a week is on over 200 radio stations coast to coast, and you want to hear us on, I don't know, 300, 400 stations? It can happen, but it does take money. It takes advertising, marketing, and promoting Free Talk Live, and that's what the AMP program is all about. You'll get some cool perks if you join it like Jay Lawrence has done. And he joined as a silver amplifier, which means he's doing $5 a month, and that's all we ask for. Some people do more, and we certainly appreciate that. But you get some cool perks. You can learn about all of those over at amp.freetalklive.com. Sunny and Carmen, thanks for staying with me here. We're just getting into, actually, Anarchadelphia, which has its own website. So you guys have a couple sites. There's thestateofanarchy.com, and then there's now the new anarchadelphia.com. This is an event that is going to be thrown this September, and it's going to be a whole weekend.
Yep.
You guys are jumping into the deep end here.
Let's get it.
We wanted to make an impression with our first one. I guess they were just, I don't know if you were in there for Avon O'Brien, but she was just talking about we're a very risk averse group. I mean, that's...
You think?
Risk tolerance,
risk,
you say.
I'm sorry, risk tolerance, not risk averse.
Okay.
Risk tolerance. And we
yeah,
just,
that
we,
right.
we just we decided to go all in on our first event, which kind of is paying off. I mean, we have a lot scheduled outside of just speakers. We have a lot of extracurricular events. We have an, we
like
have,
a party or something? Or
every night we have a nighttime event scheduled.
Cool.
We have... We're closing out with probably going to turn out to be the largest or one of the largest skate competitions on the East Coast. We actually
like skateboarding,
like
yeah,
skateboarding.
Oh wow!
Like we have a skateboarding
this,
contest.
The story is so nuts how it happened
and,
too.
And concert, yeah. The close out. We were it started out with us being like threatened and by a group of skaters that we were going to be.
There's a skate park near the venue.
I was going to ask where this was going to happen.
It's near the venue. It's in a giant park called FDR Park. So the park itself is a beautiful major park.
Yeah.
But underneath the highway in a certain section of it, there's this huge anarchist commune, basically, of like skateboarders who built an entire skate park, like concrete masoned it and everything. And it's just, it's kind of off the government's radar. It's like technically state property because it's under the highway. It was federal. They left it to the states.
Huh.
But it's next to a local park, and the local people think it's cool because it's not Love Park or somewhere in the city.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So we're like, all right, let's have an event there because like it's like the dopest spot. It's kind of like a public place. We posted about it on the internet, and then the people who are like in that community were like, what are you guys doing? You guys don't have
permission.
Yeah. We're like acceptance from our commune. So they referred us to some of their originals, the guys who built the thing, and we ended up working something out with them where we actually collabed with their event that they do every year called Sober Versus Wasted, which is a it's a pretty cool name. It's a huge skate competition where they offer prize and cash money to professional skaters who come from all over the country to just shred out and basically, you know, win the big ticket and, you know, show off and stuff. So we're actually going to have that close out in Arkadelphia.
Wow.
The conference will end at 2 p.m. on Sunday, and we'll just have every...
The rest of the afternoon.
Yeah, we're going to have like a progression, or a procession rather. We're going to lead an army of anarchists, a siege of anarchists to this skate park and just go ham till dark, and then it'll turn into a concert venue at night.
So the two of you have some skating in your past?
I do, yeah. I'm a huge skater.
I just kind of hung around and watched, but I'm familiar with the community.
You won't bust your knees up if you're just watching, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Well, that's interesting. And what other, you know? Okay, so I mean, what else? This is a long weekend, right? Mm-hmm. Like this is going to be
a big conference. You want to give a secret the rundown, basically? Tell people
whatever
what
you can do. Like whatever you can do to kind of pitch.
So during the daytime, we're going to have most of the traditional events. We're having long lunch breaks because we want people to have the opportunity to network and mingle, because that's the best part of these things is hanging out
Absolutely.
With people on like the on like the off hours kind of. So we have that all set up. But each night, the first night, Friday night, is going to be like we're going to bring in Danny Quest and the Freenauts and all the local libertarian rappers and sort of just have like an in-house at our venue, like huge sort of like hip-hop rap night to kind of get everybody hyped. And then Saturday night's the full moon. So we actually had it specifically on this weekend because of that. Yeah, it's the harvest moon, which in, you know, astrology was where, you know, all the work that you did throughout the year, you would, in, you know, planting your crops and stuff, it would all come to fruition and you would harvest on the harvest moon. So the philosophy behind it was sort of like, well, let's build this, like, sort of anarchist movement all year and harvest the fruits from it and actually create some monster change and try to do it in an astrological way to amplify it with some mystical energy. And that's where the occultism side of this conference comes in. That's sort of like my bag.
Are you? Okay.
So.
All right.
So, yeah, so that's going to be, like, really kind of psychedelic electronic music. We really want to sort of like give it an interdimensional feel on Saturday night.
So this sounds like it's going to range from, kind of what panels and speeches during the day to parties and things like that.
Yeah, exactly.
Music,
we want a real yin and yang dynamic. We want people to have fun as well as learning and empowering themselves, too. You know?
Now, one of the things, I put together a little conference years ago called Keenvention in Keene, New Hampshire.
I love
where I live. And I did it for 3 years, and then I got threatened by the FBI, and I just got too busy after that. It was like, it's hard to do anything when you've got, you know, the government hanging over your head with potential charges.
I'm not going to lie. I feel a little offended that the government hasn't tried to sabotage our event yet.
Give them time.
Are we not good enough for the FBI to shut us down? I mean, come on.
Now that you're on the air with Free Talk Live, maybe they didn't know. If they didn't know before, they probably know now. One of the things about organizing it was, you know, the question was, do we want to do multiple tracks or not? And I chose not to. I chose, you know, I wanted to have just one track, one thing going on stage at the time. It was so that way the attendees, I knew it was going to be small, right? So that way the attendees could just go to the thing that was happening, or they could just hang out with each other and do socializing outside, you know, that room. And that's kind of what's going on here at Anarcho Vegas,
yeah.
Where there's the one room where the presentation's happening. And if you're not interested in the presentation or you want to talk to somebody, you just come back out into the vendor area. Everybody's hanging out in the vendor areas. The vendors benefit. What's your plan? Are you going to be doing different tracks, or is it one?
We have a really cool solution for this. So the inside of the venue is going to be mostly, you know, the talking kind of stuff and the panels and the presentations. But the venue itself actually has a massive parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
So we're actually going to transform that into sort of like this, like almost like a carnival kind of like thing.
Really?
We'll have a lot of stuff going. We'll have a huge agorist market that basically anybody, for like a very small fee, like super nominal. So like anybody who's planning on coming and, you know, sells trinkets or like makes soap. You know, there's all sorts of things like that. We'll have a huge tent for agorist markets like that.
We're going to have some of the skaters that are going to be competing on Sunday doing a little expo in the parking lot. Like, they're set up rails and
we're going to
do some street skating and stuff. Like, we want to have a festive atmosphere. We don't want it to be stuffy. There's been some conferences that I've attended which speakers were phenomenal. I learned a ton. I mean, it seemed to be missing a little bit of a lightheartedness, which... I keep coming back to Anarchopolka, but when we were brainstorming this idea originally, we really wanted to provide people who don't have the opportunity to fly to an out-of-the-way Mexican resort town on the west coast of, you know, Mexico and spend a significant amount of money.
It costs a little bit to get there,
There's a barrier of entry, and we really wanted to provide something similar to that. Obviously, it's not going to be the same, but something similar to that and something that could provide that same kind of, not only just learning experience, but fun.
Well, yeah, you use the term stuffy to describe a hotel convention, and that's the best word for it. And getting people outside is one way to reduce the stuffy factor,
exactly.
Right? Like, you're outdoors, you're getting some fresh air, you're doing something, you're walking around instead of just milling about a vendor area. So.
Exactly.
Right, we're trying to get... I think we're in negotiations with, like, a fire dancer or twirler or something.
Yeah,
yeah, we're trying to get
wrong.
Cool stuff, yeah.
You can't go wrong with that. Well, that sounds really neat, and I'm looking forward to hearing more about it. I know you guys are going to be coming on board sponsoring Free Talk Live, so thank you for doing that. And this sounds like it could be a big deal. Now, of course, it gets a little nerve-wracking with ticket sales with these things. In my experience, and Aaron here at Anarcho Vegas said it was like the last week, and that was true for me with Keenvention. Was very slow ticket sales until the last like two or three weeks. Then it all of a sudden, boom!
All just comes in. Huh?
Just came in. And so,
well, we actually have a pretty good turnout as is now, 2 months
done
out.
All right so far.
Yeah, we already have enough for a good turnout. Do you know what I mean? For
so
a
you're
great
already
time.
Happy about it.
Yeah, yeah.
Good.
So we're already happy about where we are. So to good. Hear that, that's really exciting.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
There's a good chance because word's going to buzz. You know, the buzz is going to get around. And people are like, well, I don't know if I can go. Okay, yes, I can go. And then they're going to come in. Go to anarchadelphia.com. You can learn more about the event. It's going to be Friday. The September the 13th through Sunday the 15th. So right there in the last week of summer, I think it's going to be well-positioned. And thanks, guys, for coming back on Free Talk Live.
Thank you for inviting us.
Anarchadelphia.com. And check them out on their show, The State of Anarchy, at thestateofanarchy.com. We got more coming up from Anarchopolco. Or wait, Anarcho-Vegas.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. We're at Anarcho Vegas. AnarchoVegas.com is where you can go to learn more about this event. Ian and Mark here in our remote studio, meeting new faces, seeing old friends. We got a new face in front of us here right now. Eric Vaughn is with us from thefamilycashmachine.net. Eric, I am coming into this completely blind. All I know is that Mark said you're helping teach young people about cryptocurrency. Tell me more about what you're doing.
Yes, we're teaching young students from 7, 8, 9, all the way up to, you know, millennials. They're learning about money. We're teaching them about money. We realize that it's really hard to conceive cryptocurrency without understanding money. So
sure,
we go into details about currency versus money. We teach them about the Federal Reserve. We had an interesting experiment Friday with the kids, actually Thursday. And what we did was I gave all the kids $10 of Bitcoin. We gave them phones. They were like, this was a young class from around 6 to about 10. And so we gave them all Bitcoins. And I showed them where I sent my programmer $10 of Bitcoins 2 years ago, like July the 3rd, 2017,
yep.
And it's now $163.
Woo!
And so he never touched that wallet. And so I showed the kids that, and I asked them a question. I said, do you guys want cash or do you want Bitcoin? And so, of course, the kids said, Bitcoins!
Right. How did you...
Learning.
Okay, so is this a class of students? How did you get connected? Where is this happening?
Well, we have an office in Los Angeles, but we do have an online class. We teach online classes. There's some online classes, the Cryptocurrency College, which is presented by the Family Cash Machine. But we decided to start talking to young kids because they're on their phones all the time.
All the time.
I'm a little older, so I remember when, you know, they had the gold still on the money. But, I mean, they don't have it anymore. So a lot of the millennials, they haven't seen that. So I think they're going to be more enticed by cryptocurrency because they're on their phones.
So you're not actually in the government schools. How are these young people finding the family cash machine? How's the connection happening?
We just promote in the neighborhoods. Mm-hmm. We just go around and promote. I do a lot of internet marketing. And some of the children are friends of my, some of the kids are actually, I know, I'm friends with their parents.
And where is this? I'm sorry, I might have missed you when you said this.
LA.
What town? L.A.?
Yeah, we're in Inglewood. Okay. We're on Manchester.
Always up to no good.
and we're actually right there by the new stadium.
Uh-huh, okay. That's awesome. So what inspired this for you? How did this get started?
I have come from a background of trading. I traded currencies, mainly Japanese yen, Swiss francs, Deutsche Marks. I traded security bonds, and then from there I became a real estate appraiser. I appraised commercial and residential. And so one of my underwriters one day, about 3 years ago, sent me a video on cryptocurrency. It was a Bitcoin. It was a Bitcoin, and I was like, cryptocurrency? What is this? You know, because I traded currency, and I never heard of it. And so that's how my journey started, and it was a process, of course. You know, I went head in for about 2 months just studying cryptocurrency, and, you know, it took me a while to kind of get it.
Did you immediately reject it when you first heard about Bitcoin, or did you immediately say, this is interesting?
That's a good one. The first time I heard of cryptocurrency was actually 2010. A gentleman told me, hey, you need to learn this new money that this Chinese guy created. And that wasn't exciting to me. It was like, what? So I didn't you know, pay any attention to it.
Right.
But when I saw that video, it was very intriguing. And so from there, I just kind of got the bug, and I became pretty much fanatical for about 2 or 3 months because I had to figure it out in my head.
Right.
I had to wrap my mind around.
You're one of those newbie Bitcoiners that never shuts up, right? You're bothering every family member, every friend you've ever had, every coworker.
Exactly.
He was so bad about it, he created a school so he could find new people to talk to about it.
That's awesome.
It's awesome. So how many classes have you sort of graduated, or how does this work?
They actually graduated Friday. That was the first. It was a test run with kids.
Okay.
One of the kids actually made a rap.
Really?
Oh, wow. A rap about Bitcoin cryptocurrency. Rap. Yes, it was really good. It was really good.
Rich. Is there a video of this?
I have it on my phone. It's like Bitcoin.
Close in on that mic a little
Bitcoin.
Bit, if you would, please. Get a little closer
you
to
want
it.
Me to, yeah, perfect. Okay, is that better?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so he's in the process of completing it. He's one of our older kids. We did have a class for teenagers. He's like 18.
So when you say kid, you mean a young man?
Yeah, young man. He's going to college. You know, so we had a small group of kids, and then we had a high school group of kids. So it was our first experiment.
So he is producing a video of this rap?
Yes. Because
that's the kind of thing that could get passed around. You know what I mean?
Yes,
like in the crypto community, there isn't a whole lot of crypto music.
Yeah.
And you know, this is one of the things that we've learned with the libertarian movement in general is there's a lot of books. You know, there's a lot of kind of like boring reading and stuff like that. And it's not that reading's bad. It's great.
Mm-hmm.
But we all know that especially young people, they're more attracted by video. They're more attracted by, you know, this kind of media. And I remember, Mark, we were at a crypto conference years ago, and there's this group, this duo called Zhao Tong, I think was their name. Remember they performed at that first crypto conference we were at?
It was great.
Beyond them, I can't really name a bunch of crypto songwriters.
There's
I know they exist.
A small handful, but yeah.
But if he's got something
kid,
catchy.
This kid started this on his phone. He started his beat and everything on his phone. And we looked up, and he had almost the whole song done.
Yeah, if it's catchy, it's going to get shared around.
Catchy.
It's going to get shared.
I'll let you guys hear it when we... I'll let you guys
There's
hear
my
it.
Card. I would like to get it, and shoot, I'd like to talk to him about it.
Yeah, that's really cool. So when did this start? How long ago was this? This is newish, right? This whole the family cash.
We've been working on this project for about a year and a year and a half. My business partner David Lyons is a programmer, so when I met with Dave about 2 years ago, he pretty much educated me on the functionality of this stuff, because more of the techie part of it. I was basically looking at it from the valuation point, the value of what this can create, and the freedom. That's what I was really looking at, the freedom, because as a businessman, you know, I have a lot of resistance in transactions, and it's becoming really bad, you know. So when I saw cryptocurrency...
When you say resistance, you mean like banks getting in the way? companies with KYC
exactly.
and know your customer and all this.
Exactly, and slowing down transactions. And I think that's the one of the hugest probably negative things that's going on with the global economy, the slowing down of transactions. We need transactions to move faster.
Right.
So we can stimulate.
Oh, but
economies.
We need to protect people from drug dealers and terrorists. And, oh, you can't transfer that money. I just had this happen to me this week. Somebody tried to send me some money on Venmo or PayPal or one of those
okay.
two. And PayPal was like, whoa, we're putting this transaction on hold to protect you, even though I knew the person
exactly.
who was sending it
exactly.
to me. And then PayPal ended up reversing the transaction, even though we both had consented to the thing. And then they froze her her account, and now she may not be able to get it back. And it's because she'd been selling Bitcoin on local.bitcoin.com. And somebody had, like, probably written Bitcoin in one of the message fields on, you know, you can say what the transaction's for. Well, they must have spotted it and put that transaction on hold. That never came through.
I've had so many transactions happen like that. I sent some funds to a friend of mine in Dominican, mm-hmm. and it was Western Union. He broke his phone.
Oh,
so
no.
Western
I already
Union
know this
phone,
is going to be a nightmare.
And they stopped the transaction. They said they were protecting me, but they didn't call me. If you're protecting
right. yeah.
me, call me.
Yeah, ask me a question. Maybe you want to know about this.
Those in power have been protecting those of us out of power from having money for a very
exactly.
long
yeah.
time.
Exactly.
Because they understand that we can't handle money, so therefore they're going to handle all of it. And we'll just take whatever their leavings are.
Exactly.
That's the whole plan and has been all along.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, what you're touching on here is the remittance market, which is... in my opinion, one of the most important things that Bitcoin and cryptocurrency can do for people is cutting out Western Union and cutting out MoneyGram and, you know, those are the two biggies. But cutting these businesses completely out of the picture, you don't need them anymore. If you've got somebody in Dominica or you've got somebody in, halfway across the world in South Korea or wherever, you can send them value. You can send them cryptocurrency without having to fill out a bunch of paperwork, without having to show any identification, and without having to ask any permission.
And it was only $150. So
that's it.
What kind of terrorist act are you going to commit with $100?
I don't know.
What you possibly do when you're going to go with $150?
What kind of money laundering happens with $150?
I don't know. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. And it just happens. It happens all the time with those. You know, you got to fill out a bunch of paperwork to even send it in the first place.
Yes. And it's funny because most people don't realize it because they're working jobs every day. But when you're an entrepreneur and when you're always transacting, then it really affects your business.
Yeah, because you've got better things to do than try to figure out how to get money from point A to point B.
Exactly.
So, let's see. The website is thefamilycashmachine.net. He's Eric Vaughn, and you said folks elsewhere, not just in Englewood, can get involved in this.
They can get involved on the Internet. They can go and sign up for classes. We do have a free Phoenix class right now. That's about 4 courses. There's been some more courses added to it. And we have a free ebook called The Greatest Exchange of Wealth in History, which is talking about cryptocurrency.
Awesome.
And this whole main disruption is going on right now. And so once they sign up for the free classes, they'll receive that free ebook, and then from there they can decide if they want to move forward. So we're giving a lot of value to people. We want people to understand what's going on. We want people to be involved because this is, for me, one of the greatest exchanges of wealth I've seen
in history. It's true. It's life-changing. Eric, thanks for coming on Free Talk Live. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks
check
for
out
me,
at thefamilycashmachine.net. This is Free Talk Live, and we may have more interviews from Anarcho Vegas coming up, but this is the end of tonight's show, so see you tomorrow. FreeTalkLive.com.
Don't you hate that feeling in the pit of your stomach when the police pull you over? Most people have no idea how to handle it properly, and they promptly get fed into the municipal fee-generating meat grinder. Or maybe you recall that feeling you get when you go to the mailbox and see one or more letters from the IRS. You get a sense of impending doom, don't you? So let me ask you, if you could learn how to use the law to beat the IRS, traffic tickets, almost any courtroom scenario, collectors, credit card debt, and even a mortgage debt because of fraud perpetrated against you, would that be worth knowing about? Don't laugh. Investigate. Check out the life-changing benefits of the Lighthouse Law Club at their website, lighthouselaw.club. That's lighthouselaw.club. And while you're at it, visit the Lighthouse Law Club YouTube channel. You might be in for a pleasant surprise.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet.
I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740. 40.